Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a world where ancient Indian medical knowledge is protected from being patented by foreign companies, and that's exactly what's happening with the Traditional Knowledge Digital Library, a collaborative effort between India and Brazil to prevent biopiracy. First, let's understand what the Traditional Knowledge Digital Library, or TKDL, is all about. Established in 2001 by the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, or CSIR, and the Ministry of Ayush, TKDL digitizes and catalogues India's traditional knowledge primarily from Ayurveda, Yunani, Siddha, Soma Rigpa, and Yoga, in 5 international languages: English, German, French, Japanese, and Spanish. This makes it accessible to patent examiners worldwide as prior art, essentially putting a stop to wrongful patents on India's traditional medical knowledge. But why does this matter? Before TKDL, companies filed patents on traditional Indian remedies, like the turmeric wound healing patent in the US in 1997 and the basmati rice patent, also in the US, in 1997. These were landmark cases that India had to fight, but with TKDL, patent examiners are now aware that these inventions are centuries-old Indian knowledge. What makes this significant is that TKDL has been instrumental in preventing such biopiracy, and its cooperation with Brazil's National Institute of Industrial Property, or INPI, is a major step forward in protecting India's traditional knowledge. Crucially, this connects to your UPSC preparation through concepts like biopiracy, the Convention on Biological Diversity, or CBD, the Nagoya Protocol, which deals with access and benefit sharing, and the TRIPS Agreement flexibilities, all of which are important for understanding traditional knowledge protection under intellectual property rights. Now, let us turn to another significant development in the field of global health. Zimbabwe has launched the nationwide rollout of Lenacapavir, also known by its brand name Yeztugo, developed by Gilead Sciences. This is the world's first twice-yearly injectable pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, for HIV prevention. The mechanism behind Lenacapavir is that it acts as a capsid inhibitor, blocking the HIV capsid protein that the virus uses to replicate. What's remarkable is its effectiveness. It provides nearly 99.9% prevention of HIV transmission, as seen in the Purpose 1 and 2 clinical trials. And here is something that surprises many students: Lenacapavir offers a significant advantage over daily oral PrEP, as it's a 6-month injection versus a daily pill, which dramatically improves adherence. The World Health Organization has approved it for rollout in high-burden countries, and Zimbabwe, with one of the world's highest HIV prevalence rates, is a key beneficiary, targeting women and girls aged 16 to 25, the most at-risk group in sub-Saharan Africa. This connects to your UPSC preparation through concepts like global health equity, the role of the WHO, PEPFAR, the US President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, and the TRIPS waiver for HIV medicines. It's also worth noting that Indian companies like Cipla and Sun Pharma have generic versions of Lenacapavir in the pipeline, highlighting India's generic drug manufacturing capabilities. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, let's look at another important scheme. The West Bengal government has launched the Banglar Yuva Sathi scheme, providing 1,500 rupees per month to unemployed educated youth as transitional financial support during job searches. This scheme, set to launch on 1st April 2026, targets youth who are registered as job seekers but not yet employed. What makes this significant is that it reflects the state's effort to address unemployment, and it raises important questions about state welfare schemes, unemployment dole versus active employment policy, and fiscal federalism. Now, let us examine another initiative that's making waves in the realm of governance. The Delhi Chief Minister, Rekha Gupta, has launched the CM Jan Sunwai portal and mobile app for public grievance redressal across all government departments. This portal offers multiple channels for submission, including an online portal, mobile app, call center, and offline submission. It also features a three-tier system with a grievance officer, appellate authority, and final appellate authority, ensuring a time-bound resolution with an escalation mechanism. But why does this matter? This is a significant step forward in e-governance, citizen-centric administration, and government accountability mechanisms. It's also worth noting that this is similar to the SPGRAMS, or Centralized Public Grievance Redress and Monitoring System, at the central level, which highlights the importance of grievance redressal in governance. Now, let us turn to a fascinating discovery in the world of science. Scientists at the ICAR Directorate of Floricultural Research, or ICAR DFRI, in Pune, have discovered a new blossom midge species, Contrinia acardiflors, whose larvae attack flower buds, causing significant yield losses in horticultural crops, including marigold, chrysanthemum, and jasmine. This species is named in honor of the institute's contributions to floricultural research. What makes this significant is that it highlights the importance of biodiversity, insect taxonomy, and ICAR research institutions. The floriculture sector, worth around 15,000 crore rupees in India, is a major export earner, with cut flowers and essential oils being key products. This discovery also underscores the need for pest management and the impact of such pests on the economy. Now, let us look at another important development in the realm of international relations. India and Kenya have upgraded their bilateral relationship to a strategic partnership, with key areas of cooperation identified, including defense and security cooperation, agriculture and food security technology transfer, pharmaceuticals, with India being a source of affordable medicines for Africa, and digital public infrastructure, with the UPI and Aadhaar model being showcased. This connects to your UPSC preparation through concepts like India-Africa relations, India's vaccine diplomacy, vaccine maitri, South-South cooperation, and India's push for a permanent UNSC seat, with Kenya being an important African voice. Now, let us turn to an update on a significant mission. The National Mission on Natural Farming, or NMNF, launched as a centrally sponsored scheme in the 2023 Union Budget, has crossed 12 lakh hectares of land converted to natural farming practices across 15-plus states. Andhra Pradesh leads with its Zero Budget Natural Farming, or ZBNF, model under the AVISIS, or Raitu Sadhikara Sanstha. What makes this significant is that it highlights the importance of natural farming versus organic farming, chemical input reduction, soil health, and carbon sequestration. The ZBNF model, developed by Subhash Palekar, uses no external inputs, relying on cow dung and urine, or Jeevamritha, and this approach has been gaining traction. This also connects to the PM Pranam scheme, which promotes alternative fertilizers, and the SDG 2, or Zero Hunger Goal. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Traditional Knowledge Digital Library, or TKDL, was established in 2001 by the CSIR and the Ministry of Ayush, and it covers Ayurveda, Yunani, Siddha, Sowa Rigpa, and Yoga, with around 9 lakh formulations documented. The TKDL has been instrumental in preventing biopiracy, with landmark cases like the turmeric patent and the basmati rice patent. The Brazil Cooperation Agency is the National Institute of Industrial Property, or INPI. Lenacapavir, developed by Gilead Sciences, is a capsid inhibitor that provides nearly 99.9% HIV prevention, and it's administered as a twice-yearly injection. The Zimbabwe HIV prevalence rate is around 11.9%, and the drug has been approved by the WHO for rollout in high-burden countries. The Bangalore Yuva Sathi scheme provides 1,500 rupees per month to unemployed educated youth in West Bengal, and it's set to launch on 1st April 2026. The CM Jan Sunwai portal, launched by Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, features a three-tier system for grievance redressal with a helpline number of 1902. The Contrinia acardiflora, a new blossom midge species, was discovered by scientists at the ICARDFRI in Pune, and it attacks flower buds, causing significant yield losses in horticultural crops. The India-Kenya Strategic Partnership upgrade highlights cooperation in defense, agriculture, pharmaceuticals, and digital public infrastructure. Finally, the National Mission on Natural Farming has crossed 12 lakh hectares of land converted to natural farming practices, with Andhra Pradesh leading the way with its zero-budget natural farming model. This connects to your UPSC preparation through various concepts, including biopiracy, global health equity, e-governance, biodiversity, and international relations, all of which are crucial for understanding the complexities of governance, development, and global cooperation. The significance of these developments lies in their impact on India's strategic position, its role in global health, and its commitment to sustainable development, making them essential topics for your UPSC preparation.